Welcome to a new outdoor podcast. I'm Carl.
I'm Jake with Mainline Fishing Charters.
Today we have a special guest with us.
Hunter Moore with Moore Outdoors.
Awesome. Welcome, Hunter.
Hey, appreciate it. I'm looking forward to being on the show, guys.
Yeah, well, we're glad you're here. Appreciate it. So, well, let's get started. Let's talk a little bit about the Nui Outdoor Expo, the fishing expo we're going to have in February, February 18th through the 20th.
So, what kind of guys we got coming?
Well, you know, like I do every week, I'll give you a couple.
Okay? Only a couple?
Only a couple. So, we start off with ATX Lures. They're going to be there. They do crappy lures.
They're out of Georgia, right?
Yeah, they were from Texas and they moved to Georgia. So
now, Hunter, you use that, right?
Yeah, great company. They make some really good plastics.
Really good plastics.
Shout out to Kyle.
Yeah, Kyle.
Yeah.
Let's see who else we're gonna have. Pauly Worms.
Yep.
So we're gonna have them. They make a bunch of plastics for bass fishing. So they're gonna be there.
The bassers.
Okay. Yeah, boy. Let's see. Firefly Marine's gonna be there.
No, they make
a nav light. And anchor light.
Okay.
So it's supposed to mimic the moon.
I'll definitely have to go by their booth.
They're pretty nice. They're going to have a nice booth right at the front door, too.
Oh, nice.
Really?
So they are. They're at the front door.
Sweet.
So,
nice.
Can you give us one more?
Well, I'm going to give you one more, and that is Miracle Mist, since we got one of their main sponsors in here.
Oh, man.
Let's hear about some Miracle Mist.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate that. Shout out to Jeff with Miracle Mist. That's my title sponsor, and I'm thankful to be on board with them. They're out of Cartersville. They're a chemical company, and they make some great stuff. You can find them at Lowe's, Home Depot, Walmart, but shout out to them. They're going to be at the booth, so you can find out everything about them. Miracle Mist, miraclemist.com.
Did they even give you a shirt?
Yeah, they gave me a jersey, shirt. They even wrapped my boat. I get my boat back tomorrow.
What?
So, yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah, it's awesome. Good people. I'm blessed.
They really are. So. They sponsor a lot of our tournaments and stuff, too. So.
And they're local.
That's the biggest thing. Yeah, we like to keep it local, you know, support local business. So.
Yeah, they're right out of Cartersville, right?
Yeah.
So, Nui Outdoors is out of where now?
We're out of Cartersville. Cartersville, Georgia.
Okay.
I'm telling you, Bartow County, Cartersville.
Yes.
Area.
It's getting big.
Where are you
well
from?
Known. Well, my family's originally from Ohio. That's where my dad's from. And then my granddad, he fished the Great Lakes up there up north. And then they migrated down like a lot of folks do, and they moved down here.
It's nicer down here.
Yeah, it is nicer down here. So, and I've been raised down here my whole life. And so that's where I get my fishing background from is my dad and my grandparents. So.
Okay.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and my dad was a local guide here for 10 years. He was a crappy guide. And he's the one that showed me the ins and outs. So.
No wonder.
Yeah, right. That's where I get it from. So.
Yeah. Well, let's see here. So, well, Jake, let's talk a little bit about Mainline for a second. What you got going on over there?
Man, I tell you what, we're blessed. We have trips going on 3 to 6 days a week. Just depends on what the week is.
That's a blessing.
That's nice. It really is a blessing.
Tell us a little bit about that new rig, son.
I knew you wanted to know about that.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, thank you. It's a Sea Arc. It's a Pro Guide 26-foot with a Suzuki 300.
Man. 26 foot. That's 10 foot longer than my boat.
That's crazy.
So, and I got a 30. So
yeah, but it's got a turbo.
It's fast.
So it's comfortable.
Does.
Yeah. Tell us about the...
You got 4 captain seats, and then you got 2 beanbag chairs, then you got 2 millennium seats.
Oh, Lord.
So
are we going deep sea fishing, or are we striper fishing?
It's just fresh water.
Wow.
So it's pretty sweet, though. It's I call it the Hootie of the lake. It's the smoothest riding boat you'll ever
see. It
is.
It's a very smooth boat. We was in it a couple weeks ago.
That's right.
It was very smooth. Who'd you have in that boat this past trip?
I had DJ Hershey from Hot 107.9 out of Atlanta. I've
been listening to him all life. That's really
right.
Cool. That's awesome.
Right.
Shout out to Hershey.
Hunter, you fish with a pretty cool DJ, too, yourself.
Yeah. DJ Greg Street. Shout out to Greg Street. We became friends over the last couple months, and he's a really good, humble dude. And, shout out to him.
Yeah, Hershey and Street are both, they're really good friends, and they were actually, you know, Hershey was talking about Street.
Yeah, they have a good friendship. They've been going back and forth with radio stations. You know how
that's pretty cool to have 2 Atlanta DJs.
No doubt. Yeah. Fishing with guys. You know, that's what they
local.
That's what they love doing. Yeah.
Yep.
Fishing
local,
you know.
Yep.
Yeah. So that's what they love to do. They like getting out there with their families and also, you know, just getting out there whenever they got their spare time.
And that's
know?
What it's about.
Yep.
When you
that
can
is.
Make it.
Yep. No doubt.
For sure.
It is. So, okay, well, let's talk a little bit about Owl-Tuna fishing. So you've been out there doing it.
Yeah. Owl-Tuna, of course, is my local master. Yeah, that's my favorite fish to target. You know, shoot, I like them all, but you know, yeah, I love going after crappie. There's nothing like that thump. But like I said, going back to my dad taught me a lot, and I'm more of a I shoot docks, I fish marinas. I'm not your conventional push pull. Type of crappy guy. You know, if you're gonna go with me, if I have a chance to take y'all, I'm gonna go and I'm gonna teach you a way that a lot of folks haven't done it before. My dad taught me to fish cable spools, and so this is a little secret for y'all that are tuning into the podcast. I fish cable spools, and these cable spools that are located down the docks, as you go down the docks, there's certain boats that these crappie like to target.
Yeah.
And so pontoons, of course, a lot of people look for pontoons, or they look for structure, maybe a Christmas tree that's been hung from a dock, you know. So I look for that type of stuff. But my dad, whenever he would use his navigation, he would use his sonar, he would go over certain cables, and he would see stuff down there on the cables, and he would get different feedback, and he was like, man, that can't just be the cables, you know. So he's like, that's got to be fish, you know, hanging around. And
I've always wondered that.
And yeah, so you know, you ride past the marina, you ride past the dock, and you see those cables coming down, you always look at them, and you're thinking, man, those are, you know, that's feedback, you know, from fish or from bait. And it's not always that. It's crappy, or it's, you know, a large group of, or a large school of white bass, or just any type of white fish. So
yeah, so you like the, you catch some big bass out there too, though, don't you?
Yeah, no doubt. You know, if they're gonna hang around where the bait fish are, and
yeah, for sure.
And so I do run into a lot of green fish.
You find the bait, you find the fish.
No doubt, that is definitely how it goes. Yeah. So, and I like to mimic it with, you know, like some of the companies we said before, ATX Lure Company. They make some great jigs. You know?
What's your favorite color they make?
I like black and chartreuse, and I don't know why the fish like chartreuse so much, but black and chartreuse works out real.
That is
real
a weird
well
color
for
it really is. A fish to key on is a actual chartreuse color.
Right. And cause
have you ever seen a...
I've never seen a...
Bright
know,
green?
No. And, you know, unless you go and you go to these special places that they have live bait that has been, you know...
At the electrical plant?
Yeah. So, but, yeah. So, I enjoy fishing with plastics. And sometimes I take live bait up there. Of course, they're going to hit minnows. So.
Oh, absolutely. That's what Jake fishes with a lot. But
I'm a live bait man.
Yeah, but we was fishing with dead minnows couple weeks ago, and we was killing
that
it.
Wasn't
on it
supposed to happen, but it worked.
No, we were dragging bait, so
yeah, we were pulling.
Yeah, pulling bait,
long lines,
and that's what we were catching
number
all the
four
fish
split
on.
Split shot, number two,
Aberdeen.
Yeah,
and like I said before, I'm not the conventional guy that's going to push.
Oh,
pull,
you're so far
but
off of us.
It works.
Well, now, I love fishing brush. You know? I that's what I like doing.
Yeah, so
I don't,
you like fishing brush.
I love fishing brush.
Too,
I don't typically. You know, pull or push, but
yeah,
for
but
crappie.
I'll fish brush too, but I'm going to drop something live down on it.
No doubt. And yeah. I appreciate that because you keep me in business. So
that's right.
Babe. Shout out to Dugout Bait and
Absolutely.
Tackle.
Sure,
keeping me employed.
For sure. Dugout
yes. is. Dugout, they do a lot with us, you know, with my tournaments
no
as well. They're always
sure.
there for us.
No doubt.
Speaking of the Dugout, they're going to be there for our big tournament at the show.
Yes.
So
what
they're going
to. 2 day?
Yeah, two we're going to. At the expo, again, that's February 18th through the 20th, we're going to have a 2 day bass tournament. It's going to be 45 boats day one, so Saturday, and the top 20 move on to Sunday.
That sounds like some MLF or Bassmasters or FLW type.
This
stuff,
is
Noi
Outdoors over here.
Yeah,
so
like
that's Noi Outdoors.
Like
what
it.
We're doing
yeah.
over here. So it's going to be $3,000. We're right at $3,000, maybe a little bit more depending on entry. And our sponsorship for first place right
That's
now.
That's going to get anybody intrigued. $3,000, guys, come out and
come
see
out, check
what,
it out.
Let's see what you got. You know?
Y'all better check the show out. Noi Outdoors Expo, or Fishing Expo.
Yeah, this one is going to be a fishing expo. We're also going to have
February
a hunting expo.
February 18th through the 20th.
That's it.
At?
The Clarence Brown Conference Center. So it's in Cartersville, Georgia.
So what you need to do, guys, is come out Friday night and check everything out, and then come back out again Saturday for the weigh-in.
Come watch the weigh-in. Yep.
And then come Sunday for the finale.
Come all 3 days,
Yeah, you want to come? Yeah, you want to come? Yeah,
now,
all 3 days.
But here's
the
thing. These guys are coming in their boats.
Yep.
With their fish in their boats.
Yep.
This isn't a happens on the lake type deal. This is in your face.
Yeah, going to be, yeah. In the parking lot. In the parking lot at the show, the dugout's bringing their holding tanks in.
Yeah.
And they're going to transport them back to the lake.
Yeah. Man. So,
well, you know they're going to keep the fish alive.
No doubt. You know they will.
That's what we got. That's what we specialize in.
Yeah, absolutely. So, so that entry fee for that tournament is going to be $150 a team. So, I mean,
that's a pretty good price. I may get in on that.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's artificial only, so I don't know if you'd be able to do it.
We just don't check the bait tank.
Yeah. So,
quit laughing, Hunter. But,
Man.
Well, let's talk a little bit about, you know, wintertime's coming up. Yeah. What do you do in wintertime? We do the opposite. We're going to take our boats out. Let's talk a little bit about boat maintenance. You know, so, wintertime's coming up. You got to winterize your boats, guys.
So, with a 2021 model boat motor, the first thing I'm doing when I come off that lake is I'm dropping that foot.
Okay.
And I'm going to drain every bit of water out I can.
That's a smart man.
It's pretty expensive.
You're right.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
That's right.
I agree.
So, but I mean, I don't have just one. I have several boats, and I make sure that that water's out of that foot before I leave that boat ramp.
Yeah, because in Georgia, you know, you definitely get some.
Well, it's 70 today.
Right.
30
tomorrow.
Shoot, this morning, though. What was it this morning?
I don't know.
Man,
but
it was
cold and windy, though.
Yes.
So.
I would have hated to be on the water. Well, I don't know all about that. But
Yeah, I'd rather be on the water.
We can always be on the water.
That's right. But, that would be my number one thing, Hunter. What would be your advice to maybe somebody that's just starting or maybe even a novice or maybe even a pro? What would you give?
Well, one of the things that my dad always taught me is, like, if you take your boat out, you always, whenever you bring it in, you want to clean it. Clean it immediately. Go ahead and get it over with. Because
get that grime out.
Yes, because if you let it sit over, say that you take your boat out and then you just don't want to get to it and you don't want to clean it and you don't want to do anything with it because, you know, you're tired and you're just getting off the water, you know, like, go ahead and get it done. Don't take it home. Don't let it sit there. Just go ahead and get it done, and that's the advice that I have. You know?
Now, going back to the Miracle Mist, I'm not sponsored by them, but I'll tell you right now, their stuff works.
I catch my own bait. Yep.
I'm taking up to 6 trips a week.
Mm-hmm. Bogus dirty.
So you can imagine what my boat goes through, and I don't care how dirty it is. I can come home, spray the Miracle Mist in.
It cleans it.
Give it a quick
wash
down.
You don't have to have a pressure washer or a brush.
You can watch it work.
You can just
hose pressure.
Yep.
But you can watch. You can watch it work.
Yeah.
You really
can. Amazing.
If y'all get a chance,
I'm doing a commercial.
Yeah. Okay.
You should.
We can do
Mainline.
You should. Doing a commercial. Maybe I'll get sponsored and I'll get me some.
We can do it.
Well, they sponsor me. They sponsor my tournaments.
That's where I get it from.
Yeah,
he's my sponsor.
I am his sponsor, so I do give him Miracle Mist. But because it works.
I got plenty of bottles for y'all.
So. Oh, good deal.
Got you.
Yeah, it's really good stuff. That's my advice. Just clean your boat whenever you get it out of the water, and just go ahead and get it over with.
Yeah, there's a good friend of mine that showed me that.
Yep.
Wipe your boat immediately. He kept his rag on the trailer where the jack is. Just kept it right there, stuffed down
in there.
As
soon as the boat came out of the water, he was wiping it off.
Yep. Soon as he took it out.
Still does it to this day.
Still does. We're talking about the same person.
Yep.
So we are.
He's out of Cartersville.
He's out of Cartersville, yep. So, but now, and if you're going to ask me about maintenance.
Well, that's why I asked Hunter.
Yeah, I run my boat.
You unplug and go.
There's a lot of guys out there that do that. And we're not going to knock those guys.
Now, of course, I drain, you know, like he's talking about with the foot.
Right.
I drain the water out.
Right. You do take care of your boat.
Yeah, I take care of it, absolutely. But as far as maintenance goes, I just run it. I don't winterize it. I just run it.
Run it wide open.
I do. Now, what about y'all with non-ethanol? Do you run non-ethanol?
No, I do not. I run whatever's cheapest.
I just got this boat recently, and so
you're taking extra care of it.
Yeah.
Mine's still under warranty.
This one is under warranty, Jake. Yeah.
Well, mine's not under warranty, but I will run. I do run premium. Okay.
Yeah, right.
Now I don't run non-ethanol only because I run the gas out. It doesn't sit.
Yeah,
I do
have
a two-stroke.
Hunter does too.
Yeah.
And let me tell y'all something.
Gummy.
Right. I want to tell y'all something out there. Those two-strokes will eat. They'll eat diesel fuel almost. They'll eat bad gas. They'll eat the oil. Now, these four-strokes, these newer model four-strokes, mine says from Suzuki, run regular gas, ethanol or non-ethanol, but make sure you put Stabil in it.
Oh, okay.
The marine Stabil, not just any Stabil.
Right, right.
and it keeps my warranty.
Okay.
Now, if Suzuki finds out that I'm a guide, my 6-year warranty goes to 1 year. So I'm going to give it hell for 1 year.
I was about to say.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Because they know
yeah.
you're going to give it. That's why they don't give you the warranty.
No, yeah, they don't give you that 6 years.
If you're a guide and you're on that boat. So.
You're either first or you're last.
Yeah, you're right.
That's it. So what is that boat? How fast have you had it at 300?
Man, I'll be
it's
honest
a big
with you. It's perfectly propped is what they call it. I don't know if y'all know what that means.
It's
but
like a sled.
It is. It's a barge. It's 26 uh-huh. foot long. It's 8 foot wide.
Yeah, that's a big
one. It is a barge. The wind gets over 8 miles an hour, it will prove that it's a barge.
It does. Right, right.
36 volt or not.
Okay.
But, no, Carl, to answer your question, it's 45 to 47 miles an hour loaded or unloaded.
And okay. that's impressive.
It is.
That really, yeah. that really that's a big boat to push.
Yeah. I mean,
you load it down with gear and you're still going the same as
the
it was
same.
Just you and a little bit of gas.
I got a 100-gallon live well, Hunter. 100-gallon in the back. I got a 40 in the front. I got a 67-gallon fuel
weight.
Tank. And she will run 45 to 47 regardless. And I don't care who you are. If you got a glitter boat or you got a pontoon boat or whatever boat you got, if it'll run within 2 miles an hour loaded with 6 people
yeah.
and 100 gallons of water, 67 gallons of fuel, and she's going to run the same, that thing is prop perfect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would agree. Yeah. So.
I mean, Carl, your boat's 16 foot.
16 foot with a 30 Merc.
Right, but it runs within 2 miles an hour of you by yourself or me with me in it, yeah. and 30 gallons of water in shed.
Yeah, that's true. It runs 25 with me and 23 with me and you in a full tank.
Right, mm-hmm. Hunter's kind of stuck up. I know he just got his boat, but he ain't had me on it yet.
Well, guys,
I haven't either.
I'm sorry, it's been in the shop lately, getting wrapped. So
wrapped.
When are you picking it up?
I'm picking it up tomorrow, guys. I'm excited. All my dreams come true.
Hey, I think
well, I want to see some pictures
right,
on Facebook
I think
and Instagram.
Show that on Facebook, right there, baby.
It will be at the show, guys. So if y'all want to come to the show, see it, check it out. It'll be in the parking
lot.
Wait
a minute. Wait a minute. My boat's the only boat. It's gonna be there.
Oh, well, it. It'll be there.
It'll be there. It'll be there. Jake's boat's going
to
be in the back.
I have Hunter Moore's one more outdoors boat beside mine because it's going
to
look so little.
It is going to. I'm going to look like
Jake
the little stepbrother. You know, that's the way I feel. It's all good.
Well, Jake
you
got to
earn my keep. Got to
yeah,
earn my
exactly.
keep.
Exactly. You yeah. are a brother yeah. of the Noe yeah. Outdoor mm-hmm. Tribe for no sure. Doubt.
And speaking of tribe, go Braves.
Go Braves.
Go Braves. We're up 5-0 right now. 5-0 World Series.
First game of the World Series.
World Series. North Georgia representing.
Bartow County,
yeah,
Georgia.
Baby.
All right,
Atlanta,
so,
go Braves.
All right, Carl. I got to ask you a question.
What's that?
All joking aside, I know we've discussed Noe Outdoors Expo, two-day mm-hmm. tournament, entry fee, winnings, first four vendors of the show. But I want to know something, and I want you to be completely honest.
What you got?
What's your favorite bait on Altoona? What's your go-to number one out of the box, whether it's summer, spring, fall, winter, which all can happen in 2 days on Altoona?
My favorite bait.
In Georgia.
Ned
What is it?
Ned Rig.
Oh, my
Ned Rig or a Kitek.
Yeah.
So
Wait a minute. How many Kiteks you got in your bag, though? Because you're going to need them.
No, I keep a bunch of Kitek. You only catch one fish per bait.
I believe they eat it better because of
the action.
How soft
they
it
really
is.
Are.
But
yeah, they're
soft.
Soft
yep. equals the action.
Yes. It really does. Yep. So it works.
I've got 6 or 8 packs, and I'm a fishing guide.
Yeah.
I'm live bait, right?
Right.
So if I have a day where we're going to throw out 3 to 4 to maybe 6 A rigs, even on planer boards,
no.
I'm going to have extra backups.
Yep.
Because that bait gives the action like no other.
It does.
It really
you're
does.
You're only gonna make it through a couple fish with it, especially you catch
yeah,
a white
two
fish.
Max.
Oh
you
yeah,
know, you catch a white fish, they're gonna tear that bait up.
They're gonna
yeah.
wear
and,
it
and
out.
It really also depends on the head you choose to yep. go with it.
Hey,
you
wait a minute.
Hey, don't be scared to drop those 2-inch and those 3-inch on them crappy, y'all.
Oh,
those
yeah.
2-inch Kiteks and them 3-inch Kiteks. I'm telling y'all something that I shouldn't be telling y'all, but y'all use those and y'all drop them on those crappy, y'all gonna catch them.
Now. Everybody thinks I use crappie minnows.
Yeah.
I use thread fins.
We used
some thread
did
fins.
Did we not?
We yeah. did.
You caught them.
Yeah. We caught them on thread fins, but we use crappie minnows.
You
but,
threw
yeah.
the net first time in months, and you perfect pancaked it.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's every time I throw.
Do you put
it.
The net in your mouth? Big
head. I have to put it in my mouth.
I have to put it in my mouth, too. Do you throw it over the shoulder?
No, I don't put nothing in my mouth besides food, boys.
You just grab high on the net, and then he said, I'll put nothing in my mouth. Are you sure about that?
He's not.
Positive. All joking aside. So
what size was that net? Was that a 10
That was
or
an
9?
Actual, no, that was an 8-foot. That was a Joyfish.
Okay.
Okay.
I love Joyfish nets. The memory on them, sir.
What weight do you throw?
I think it's 3/4 per foot.
Okay.
I'm pretty
sure. It threw nice. I mean,
yeah,
like
it threw
said,
real
good.
And it sinks fast.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm actually.
But we needed it on them thread fins. It was a sunny day. It needed to sink fast.
Oh, they were sitting there. I mean, the wind wasn't blowing, but it looked like wind. I was like, Carl, look, this bait. And he's like, give me the net. I give him the net. Dude,
loaded
pancaked it.
Hey, Jake. Loaded the
better.
Net.
Hey, Jake.
Huh?
Where are you catching your bait these days?
Well, I'm telling you right now, if you,
hey Jake, where are you catching your bait?
Well, I'll be honest with
just about anywhere on a lake, really. But
look, any creek. If you're wanting to learn to throw a net, are you wanting to try your skills right now?
Yeah,
I'm serious. Any creek, but I will give this little hint away. Little River is a real good place to start. Okay. But where Carl caught the bait at, I cannot give away. I cannot disclose that.
Yeah, because that keeps you in business.
Well,
that's
my money.
That's his job,
yeah. Right, yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. But Little River, Altoona Creek, Kellogg, Clark, 10 Yard. I mean, most of your major creeks are just loaded right now. I'm telling you, Hunter, this is something you may be interested in hearing. I don't know. Carl, too, we have to have a shad kill this winter. We got to have a cold enough winter to kill 75% of our population of shad. We have blueback herring. Nobody believes that until you throw the net and you're like, oh my God, there's a blueback heron. We have alewives.
Yeah.
I've seen that.
Both of those were imported.
They are.
Yeah.
They were imported. I think it'll make our fishery a lot better.
Right.
As far as the deep bite goes, especially in summer and winter, deep winter, those fish, those shad are down deep.
Yeah, they go deep.
Now, gizzard and thread we'll never get rid of.
No.
But the threadfin population on Altoona is unbelievable.
I mean, it really is. Everywhere you go, it's piled up right now.
Exactly.
It is.
See them dancing everywhere.
It's unreal. But you go back in one of Carl's favorite creeks that I know of. I will not name that creek, but if you find mud flats, mud bottoms, you will find some of the biggest gizzards you will ever see.
You really will. When I get back here to the back of these creeks, them big gizzards. I'm talking about 10, 12-inch gizzards
right
back here.
Carl seen one flip and threw at it for 2 hours, thinking it was a largemouth.
I probably did. So
I probably
did.
Hey, it might hit one of the ATX jigs, you know.
Hey, you know what?
But it ain't
a
skip.
I use that stuff.
It ain't a skip jig.
No, but speaking of ATX, I use them bass fishing.
Really?
Oh, yeah, they catch fish.
I'm telling you, bass fishing with crappy jigs really works, guys.
Yeah, it really does.
Hey, what's that sponsor on your sleeve over there, Jake?
Man, let me tell y'all. It's Red Rooster.
Oh, man.
So
heard about Red Rooster?
Yeah, they got a new bait out. It's called the Kicking Chicken.
Kicking Chicken.
What a name.
The Kicking Chicken. Robert DeHaas out of Dallas, Georgia, has developed this new swim bait.
Well, we just talked about swim bait guys. Like,
this is for crappy, crappie, white perch, socolade, you know.
Okay.
Bass.
Minding your favorite thing.
I need to be looking at those.
Bass, too, though, right?
Oh, yeah. We can.
Oh, you know, I'm the
spots.
Bass. I like bass. I mean, I crappie fish, but I like bass.
Right.
Yeah. So they work for that.
Yeah. It sounded like you said last.
Last.
Well.
Bass.
Hey, I think I finished like 17th at your last tournament, so.
Yeah, bass fishing,
I was at 17 boats.
I finished last a lot in right bass tournaments.
Well, he checked my bait tank.
Threw them out of there.
Yeah. See ya.
Those green fish, they're elusive sometimes.
I know, but
they
love threadies.
Yeah, they do love live bait guys.
They
Carl
love
likes
that
to find them in my tank.
Yep. So, but now your boy's going to be getting into some bass fishing,
ain't
he?
Yeah, man. He actually goes to North Cobb High School and fishes for Adaresville High School.
Okay. Does he?
Yeah. Yep.
Shout out to all the high school teams.
Yeah,
definitely.
Just imagine if we had those while we were in school, boys.
I would have never quit high school.
I'd have never quit.
Y'all both finished.
right?
Didn't you finish, Hunter?
Yeah, I finished.
Yeah, I didn't.
Hey.
I finished.
I didn't know that. And look at you. You're doing well in life.
I went and got my GED. I went and got a 2-year degree. It took me 6 years to get that 2-year degree, but I got it.
Oh, I'm proud
of you. Quit laughing, Carl.
Sorry. And, I'm proud of you, too.
If you're not first, you're last. You know, that's right. You did it. Well, we're proud of you.
I'm like behind last. I told y'all at the beginning of the show, all you got to do is sign your name for that boot.
Yeah, that's true. Wow. So.
No, all joking aside, Red Rooster, ATX, I'm not even sponsored by them, and I'll give them props.
Yeah, they really do have good baits.
Well, they're local guys.
They are.
And they kill
shop local.
They straight up kill themselves.
Yep.
You know.
Your big box guys, you know, honestly, their quality and control is not the best. And
they may have a special color.
Yeah.
But I promise you, these local guys can match.
No doubt.
No kidding. Yep. I mean, I've actually seen it.
I agree. They make some really good stuff. And they care about the people that buy their stuff because they're busting their butt. So at the end of the day, whenever they see us out there fishing, either it be guiding or it be fishing tournaments, your tournaments.
Or fun fishing.
You know, or fun fishing.
Somebody like you, Hunter, that has fun fished for so long that has just decided to take their game to the next level.
Yeah. And it worked for me. So the people that are watching this right now that are novices that are out there.
Dude,
that
you can go to the next level just like I did back in July.
Yep.
Hunter
Congrats.
Is just now transitioning.
Yes, sir.
You know.
Looking forward to
it. And then you have people like Carl Noe that
is the man the brains behind it all.
No. Seriously. Yeah, he is the brains.
No doubt.
But I don't know.
Three years ago, you had your first expo.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did.
Believe it or not.
Yeah, 3 years ago.
It's growing.
It's growing.
And then we had COVID.
Yeah, that slowed it down. That's all it did.
Yeah.
So it slowed it down, and now we're going to have our next expo.
The number one expo in Bartow County.
We can say that.
We
are. The number one.
What we want to be is the number one expo in North Georgia. But we eventually want to get the number one expo in all of Georgia.
In all of Georgia.
All of Georgia.
I want the number one fishing expo in the world.
There you go.
In the world.
That's the goal.
Let's start with Georgia.
That's the goal. Yeah.
Let's start with Georgia.
Think about Japan. No. We're going for America.
America.
America. All right. Well, okay, that's fine.
You leave the A out, Hunter.
That's how a lot of folks say it these days, you know.
The people
from the north.
The ones that took 6 years to get a 2-year degree.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't care.
That GED,
I'm just kidding.
You
I'm just kidding. I say that too.
We love you, buddy.
So, and
you got a 6-year degree?
No, I don't have any degrees.
I do.
Yeah, I know. You told us about it. What is it in?
Small business management.
Okay.
Actually, it was North Metro Technical College that no longer exists.
Yeah, don't even exist. What is that now?
Chattahoochee.
Chattahoochee.
You got to say it right, Chat Tech.
Speaking of Chattahoochee, that's a great river.
Yeah, I've never
fished
it. Do you fish it?
It's good.
What?
No.
I'll put the 26 in there.
Come on now.
Can't do it.
Come on now.
I'll go with you.
Excuse me. Roswell.
Hold up. Yeah, you got to say it a certain way, guys.
Roswell. I got to have gloves and my shirt.
Right. And, folks from Roswell, you know, they like their things nice. They're upscale.
It's
so,
got
shout out to Roswell. You know, well, nothing wrong with that.
So do you fish the Chattahoochee?
Well, I mean, I fished it a couple times. I floated it a bunch.
Oh, have you? but
Oh, man, those days. now
Was there any blue cans involved?
quite a few.
Next question.
To the ones that are out there that drink a few beers, this one's for you. there was a few cans drank back in the day. But now I'm more business and if you're on my boat or if you're going with me, we're going to catch some fish.
Yeah.
So,
I like to go there fishing. I watched a lot of videos on striper fishing up there.
Yeah.
And I thought about going, but I just never made it out there.
It's a great fishery.
Mainline charters, Carl, if you want to book a trip.
For the stripers.
I'd rather tear your boat up than mine. You got that warranty.
We ain't going that shallow.
That shallow. There's that 6 years, son.
There it is. Well, it shines with you.
Not an OW.
Okay. You can go real skinny with that boat.
When you come to Georgia, it's ER. When you go back to wherever the hell you're from, Ohio, as y'all call it, it's OW.
Oh, you're right. Man.
I love you, Hunter.
I love you too, buddy.
You know, hey, let's talk about something real fast.
What you got?
The Toys for Tots.
Oh, Bass yeah, tournament. Man. When's that? Hey, that's coming up soon. Next month.
Next month, yeah, yeah. What's November 13th. So November 13th is the Toys for Tots.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. Hey, we need to get as many toys as we can,
We need to fill those boxes up. But, hey, how do you register for that, Carl?
Well, you can go on the website, on my website, and register at Noe Outdoors. That's noeoutdoors.com. Or you can register at the dugout.
Yes.
So they have sign-up sheets there. Yep. Yeah, yeah, they have sign-up sheets at the dugout.
Man, the dugout's kicking it. So hey, guys, if you're really wanting to help out the community, you really, really – and I believe that is unwrapped. I'm sorry, it's not unopened. It's an unwrapped toy.
Yeah, unwrapped toy, boy or girl.
Yep. So if you fill out online and you register, okay,
uh-huh,
you pay your money.
Yep.
You still – should bring at least one, if not two,
three. Part of the registration is bringing a toy.
Right. We're not talking about dollar store toys.
No, bring it to, what would you want for Christmas?
Right.
You know? Yeah.
Right.
I mean, bring something good.
And if you think about it, at the end of the day, that's all we're trying to do. We're giving back to everybody that we bring on our boat or that we bring to the expo.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, like, we want it to be for the kids. We want to be for the next generation. And these kids that don't get toys or don't get anything at Christmas, you know, how would that make you feel, you know? So
I promise you, if it's on my dime or not, you come to that expo, your kid has a really good chance of winning at least a rod, if not a rod and a reel combo.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's awesome you're doing that. Yes.
Yeah, that's going to be great. You know, and there's a lot of stuff, you know, speaking of stuff given away at the expo, we give away a lot of things.
Lot.
You can win a lot of stuff at the expo.
Yep. Yep.
So a lot of fishing lures, thanks to your employer.
Shout out to Dugout.
Dugout.
They're awesome. Out there with hats, stickers. Yeah.
On all levels, they just go out, they go out of their way.
Yeah, they throw it out there.
They really do.
Yeah, they do. Shout out to Jamie. And we're fortunate to have them with us.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, getting back real fast to that tournament. So, $60 entry on that tournament.
Okay.
$60.
$60 and
y'all can do that.
Toys.
$60, you can do that. You spend $10 at McDonald's, Chick-fil-A every day.
Yeah, first place is going to be $1,500.
Man.
What?
$1,500. What could you do with $1,500?
I think you could buy more toys with it. Yeah,
like
you can buy
that.
More toys. The kids
like
need
that.
It. You know, there's a lot of families out there that need that.
Yes.
You know?
Walmart,
for
here
sure.
We come.
Yeah, yep. True that. So, but that's also, you know, thanks to one of their big sponsors, Towboat. Towboat gave $1,000 for the sponsor.
Man, the other day, like y'all said, I got this boat the other day, and you know, I took it out a couple times. I took it on its longest run, and on the way back to Bethany Bridge, I had a failure in one of the batteries. So I take my jumper cables, and of course, like a lot of y'all know that own boats, I jumped it from the trolling motor battery to the main battery.
Yeah.
And I got nothing. And so I was thinking, oh, Lord, I don't know what to do, you know. So I'm out there, checked all my fuses and did everything. Well, I had to call Towboat. And Towboat came out there, hooked me up, and took me back to my truck. So shout out to them. They're good people.
It's good to have Towboat. It really is.
It really is.
Just have that. Just know that you're going to be okay.
Yes.
If something happens, you can get towed back.
Yep.
That's nice.
And it's really not that much, $85. You know,
for the year. That's not bad.
Right.
So it really isn't.
And if you get the trailer assist, I think it's only a few dollars more. And if your tire blows out, whether it's your boat or the person you're with.
Yeah, I think it covers any boat that you're on.
I
believe that's the way it works. I may be wrong.
You know, your mind frame going into the trip, you just know that you're taken care of. And that's
right.
The thing.
That is nice.
Tire. Just go.
Yep.
Just do it. Yeah, just go. So, but anyway, you know, for real though, if you want to learn any more information about the show, you can go to the website. Again, that's noeoutdoors.com. If you want to learn any information on anything we got going on, expo, tournaments, Toys for Tots tournaments. So, we're even going to be putting a link on there for Mainline. So, and
that's
also,
right.
I mean, we can put a link on there for you too, Hunter.
To
link over to your stuff.
But hey, don't forget Facebook.
Oh, yeah. Hey,
yeah,
like,
you can.
Follow all of us, Mainline Fishing Charters, Noe Outdoors.
More Outdoors.
More Outdoors on Instagram,
yep.
Facebook.
TikTok.
TikTok. Honey, you got a TikTok?
I don't have a TikTok. I'm a little bit behind on that. I'm the youngest guy here. I need to. I really
get
do.
Get on it. Even Jake got a TikTok.
I'm the oldest guy here, and I got a TikTok.
I know. I need
TikTok. He just made his first video the other day.
Yeah, you sign some papers on a boat like mine, you make sure you get a
get
TikTok.
Get a TikTok. I like
that's
it.
Right.
I like it.
So, you say you're the youngest. How old are you, Hunter?
I am 34 young years of age.
Oh, we're not far. We're not far. 35.
And I'm what? 40?
Yeah, he's the grandpa of the group for sure. So.
Right.
Thanks, Carl.
Oh, you're welcome.
Kind of make somebody feel
you just
special.
Aging fine like wine, baby.
Yeah.
That beard coming in
short
real
and round.
Good. Okay, short and round.
Short and round.
It's like one of those old wine bottles.
I'm going to start calling you Split Shot.
That's
hey,
a
like
good
it.
Split
old
Shot.
Split
I like
your old Split Shot.
Well, Split Shot here. Yeah. So I like that.
Like
you removable? Are you round?
No, I'm just round, baby.
You just round,
ain't
baby.
Removing my ass.
You ain't
round. That's
I love
funny.
Hey, once
like
I'm
it.
Clamped on, it's over with.
Hey, one more thing, guys.
What you got?
Shout out to you. Shout out to NOE Outdoors.
Sure,
you know, we wouldn't be able
outdoors.
To do this.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
NOE Outdoors.
We wouldn't be able to do this. So.
Hey, I appreciate you. You know, I enjoy doing this. I really do. You know, I feel like the community. It's good for the community. I do this for everybody else.
Right.
I don't do this for me. I do it because I feel like we all need this. We really do. This show, the Fishing Expo, we need that in our community.
Yep.
So
yep, I agree.
You know, tournaments. I just feel like we do. Altoona has its fair share of tournaments.
Right.
And they're all great tournaments. I just wanted to have one on my side of the lake, and we just have a good time. So
hey,
I agree with that.
Speaking of your tournaments,
yeah.
Let's get them hours down and what days it is and when it starts.
Go ahead.
What
well,
you got?
Our Thursday Nighter starts back March 17th, I believe that is, the first Thursday after the time change, 5:30 to 9:30. So.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Hey, that's a good time frame. A lot of people can fish at that time,
well,
guys.
Well, that's the thing, Hunter. My son, you know, he's in high school. So for me to pick him up and be able to fish a tournament and have him back home in a decent hour – that's huge.
No doubt. And me just having a daughter, I understand about the hours and children.
Yeah, you just had a daughter.
Yeah,
congrats.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
congrats.
You. Yeah.
But no, Carl, I mean, that's the thing that you're doing something that a lot of people aren't doing, and that's thinking of the time frame.
Yeah, I mean, it's,
you have
it's
more,
nice getting home.
Right. You have more father and child boats than any other tournament on the lake.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I guess it would be because they can get home early enough.
It is.
To get ready to go to bed for
yeah,
school.
It's smart on your part for
right.
doing that.
I'm in bed by 11.
Yeah, what tournament?
Most tournaments are weighing in at 11. Yeah. They're starting. You better be inside them buoys.
Yeah, a lot of them. Yeah, 10:30, 11 o'clock. Now, and I fish those as well. Those are great tournaments.
No, those
love,
are good tournaments.
I mean, that's when the bite starts a lot of times.
Those are tournaments I started out on.
Right.
Yes,
absolutely.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I still go to them.
Right.
Because that bite's, you know, after dark in the summer,
mm-hmm.
you know.
That spinnerbait, baby.
Exactly.
Yeah, that dark spinnerbait.
Yeah,
you better
I
pick
it
up and better be throwing it.
My first one, I went to the dugout immediately. This guy told me about it. And I was new at fishing. This has been years ago.
2 years ago?
Yeah, 2 years ago. Yeah, no. No, you know, it really hasn't been that long. I mean, I'd say 8 years I've been to it. Like, you know.
Yeah, and strong. To the guys that are watching this and listening, Carl's only been fishing, you know, 8 years, 10 years, you know, that he's been.
Oh, yeah, I would definitely under 8 years.
Okay.
I would say. Yeah, for sure. So,
hey, so if you're watching.
I think we have just enough time left to hear Carl's story, though. Carl, how did you become somebody that wants to put on an expo or a tournament or even just be involved in the outdoors?
Well, you know, I've always loved the outdoors, period, the fishing, the hunting. I'm mostly a fisherman, so, but I was thinking, like, I want to be in, I want to do something, make a living in that world,
mm-hmm.
and I ain't making a living yet, you know, hopefully, right. That's the goal, right, that's
it's
what we all
grind.
Want,
it's
right,
the grind.
So, exactly, yep. To hopefully one day we're making a living doing what we love,
yeah.
So, but what I was doing, I was just thinking, and one day I was getting ready to go to an expo, and I was like, you know what, I'm never going to be a pro fisherman. Never am. You know,
right.
I'm not that
neither.
Guy. I know that. Yeah.
Right,
so,
right.
Well, you could be that guy. You're good. You really are.
I appreciate that.
So, but I knew I wasn't that guy. I wasn't gonna be a pro hunter. So I wasn't gonna be on TV. You know, unless I, you know, you started a YouTube channel or something. But I'm
right,
not good at that
right,
stuff.
Right.
So at least I feel like I'm not. So I was like, you know, I need to put my own expo on. And I just went for it. 2 weeks later, I rented a building. And just went for it. So I put it all my eggs were in that basket.
You know, I'll never forget that day. You come to me and you say, you're not going to believe this, Jake. And I said, what's that, Carl? And you're like, I got Godwin. I'm like, oh, yeah. Duck Dynasty.
Yeah, I remember that. That was cool meeting him last year. That was cool.
Part of Miracle Mist.
Yes.
And here we go, walking in on Friday.
Man.
Yeah, that was that guy there is the nicest guy I've ever met.
He can catch him now.
Hey. Oh, he can. Yeah, talk about some crappie fishing. He can do it.
Yeah. We don't need to talk about hunting. Y'all all know he can kill it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But, yeah, that show last year, it was awesome. I really love being a part of that.
Wow, and I meeting appreciate everybody. Being a part of it.
Even
really
Fluke Master, you know, I watch him on YouTube. All the guys watching, you know,
I mean, he had great videos. You know, I mean, I started off watching him.
Yeah,
I really did.
No
doubt. So
Jacob got to fish with him in June on Rocky Mountain.
Oh, really? Okay, because he lives not too far from here.
No, he lives in Rome.
Yeah. So, Godwin, super nice. Went out to dinner a few times.
He is super nice.
I told him about the Martin's biscuits.
Oh yeah, he probably got it.
Said it was good.
From, Miami, it was Salt Neck, but they've changed their name.
Yeah, the Neck Strike, and right, they, you know what? Hey, that's a bonus. I'm gonna give you Neck Strike will be at the show.
Right, but let me tell y'all something. They're from Miami. There ain't no Martin's in Miami.
No.
So I brought them a biscuit. You remember that?
I do. You brought me one too.
Well, but you knew what it was. They had no clue, and all they ever talked about the rest of that day was how good that damn biscuit was.
Yep.
So we're special again in Bartow County, Cartersville. We got two of them.
Yep.
We do got two of them.
We special.
Yeah. Hard to get in both of them.
It's the only way to get your morning started before you get on your strike.
Real early, real late to get that biscuit.
Yeah.
You better not be in between.
No. That line's in the road. It's 25 cars deep. It really is.
Hey, Martins, let me get a sponsorship.
Yeah. More out. Outdoors.
Tenderloin egg and cheese. Here we
come on now.
Jake, let's close with a fishing report. Why don't you give us some updates on Alatoona, how it's been?
All right, so Alatoona, like we talked about earlier, you know, the bait is just unbelievable right now in any creek. And all joking aside, if you have a cast net and you're wanting to learn how to catch bait, now is the time to be throwing on Alatoona to try to get your bait. The keeping of the bait will be another episode, of course.
Yeah, that's going to be a good episode, how to keep bait. And you'll be a good one to have on the show for that.
Yeah.
So we hope to see you more
on. I really believe Hunter will be in more and more often.
Oh, I appreciate that, guys. That? I'd love it.
More and more often.
I got it. That was a good one.
I got you.
All right. So back to the fishing report. So if you're on Alatoona and you're wanting to fish, the temperatures range anywhere from 68 to 74 degrees right now. If you're wanting crappie, main channels, whether it's creek or river, right at the edge flats is a good choice of a starting point. If you can find you some brush anywhere between 15 to 25 feet is another good starting point, especially early in the morning. As the sun gets higher in the sky, you really want to key in on that structure, whether it's like Hunter was talking about at docks or brush, anything structural. The spots are really keying in on from my perspective of live bait.
Yeah.
But I also throw artificial too for topwater. Early morning points that are close to the river channel. Everything seems to be keying in on these river channels right now. And creek channels. If you can get on a flat or just a sheer bank that's right there on the river channel in the mornings, it seems to be working out. And now, you know, talking about striper and hybrid, if you got a 40-foot bottom there at 30 foot, if you got a 30-foot bottom there at 30 foot,
staying at 30, huh?
Right now they are.
Yeah.
It should be changing real soon. The lake's trying to turn over. Now, Hunter, I know you have experience in that, and so does Carl. But when you see a lot of air bubbles, get away.
Mm-hmm.
Go find something else
where
you don't see air bubbles coming up. Because it is starting. I know at Little River and North, Phil's landing right in there at that area. There's a lot of air bubbles going on right now. And Hunter knows that's a big, crappy area.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also a big, largemouth spot, catfish. I mean, that's Little River's a good place to start.
Yeah, it holds all species there.
Year-round.
Yeah, it really does.
It really does. So, with that being said, y'all, you know, you get out there and you do your homework. You can't go one time and expect to catch.
No.
It's a consistency. Whether it's two times a week or whether it's two times a month, consistency pays off. And I really highly recommend keeping a journal every time you go.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if a lot of y'all do that.
Yeah. I try to do it, and I need to more.
It's easy to forget.
Well, and, you know, one thing I do, I don't necessarily keep a journal, but I do take a picture of
quite a few fish. Well, you got that time stamp.
Exactly. I got that time stamp. And on, like, most phones, you got...
Notes. Go into your notes and just jot it down. You don't have to have a piece of paper and a pen.
Exactly. You know? It's still a journal.
Yeah.
What I mean by that is, you know, I got an 8-year degree in a 2-year school, but just keeping up with your records.
That made me snort.
You know, that way you can fall back on them the next year at the same time and be able to do that, you know.
Absolutely.
Hunter was taught a specific way to fish. Carl learned a specific way to fish, and I learned a specific way to fish. But if you keep something in those notes, whether it's your phone, whether it's a spiral notebook that costs 60 cents a DG or whatever may be,
mm-hmm.
if you have something to fall back on, I'm telling you, the next year's going to be easier.
Yep.
It really is. It really is.
Right. So that's my fishing report for Alatoona. If you fish for any other species other than that, you may want to call somebody else.
So, Hunter, do you have any advice for some fishing right now?
Well, in the wintertime, one thing my dad taught me is, you know, this is the perfect time to go and cruise the lake. You don't always have to take a fishing pole out there with you, you know. Just go out there, get on your graphs, ride around. Right now, you don't have to worry about any boat traffic. So go and find stuff that you usually don't see on an everyday trip.
Something
especially
you can key in on.
Yeah.
That's very true. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good,
so you're
great
gonna,
time to do it.
Yep. So
whether
you're going to
a wire spool or a Christmas tree.
Yep.
Yep.
Because they're all going to be exposed. And then you're going to know where they're at, and other guys aren't. You know what that equals to? More fish for you. And so go out and do it, boys.
And don't tell.
And girls.
Man, well, now we do appreciate everybody listening. Stuck this far into it with us. So we'll be doing it again next week. We appreciate everybody.
Appreciate it, guys.